what engines are you talking about? Just that's
German.
No business.
German.
Line. German.
The another big item, a pretty substantial item, is erosion control at Nortac. The river is eating the village away, and it's an enormous problem. And
how many residents in the village?
Well, there are very few.
Take these
dollars.
So why don't they just move the village away and from the river like they're supposed to?
Well, I consider that very good. I'd say a couple hundred, not more than a couple hundred.
Could you move the village cheaper than you could worry about erosion in X period of time?
I don't think so. I don't think you could do it cheaper, number one, and number two, I don't think it'd be satisfactory if you could. That's my own perception, Senator.
As long ago, Bob, I don't know, 20 years ago, they were talking having erosion problems, and everybody told them, well, don't go near the river. And they, not specifically Nortac, but up in the interior, and they move a village and they move right in the bend of the river, and it overflows, and next thing they're down the channel 4 or 5 miles. So you're stating that you believe the state is responsible for what the river's doing on a village that is private land that belongs to somebody else? I don't think that's...
He's working erosion control on the left, I suppose. That's what he's telling us.
Well, it's an item that we feel fairly strongly about.
What about the Matanuska River? I mean, I'm being not particularly facetious. That whole area is washing out all along there. Has been for years. It's moving right into our...
And Bethel?
Into our septic system, our whole town of Palmer's.
Good.
Matter of fact, it's getting powerfully close to.
Good.
Just run it straight down the river. But do we have a program, and I shouldn't, perhaps, and I'm not trying to, but do we have a program, on to divert from your presentation, of starting to work on things like Nortac? Do we have a catalog and work on them? Matanuska River, Nortac, the Clutina, you know? Every winter floods, raises up there. This year we had one hell of a time there. It's got to be channeled to the mouth where it dumps into the copper. Do we have kind of a catalog of these? Are we cataloging them?
Well, we have some knowledge of a variety, and there's more than Nortac. And the Corps of Engineers is involved in a lot of them too, other than just us. But there are some like Nortac where the Corps just isn't capable of doing it. Pretty soon, the river's not that far away now from the state school out there. It's one of those things. It's a tough set of facts. So if a D9 cat in the river would solve a problem in an hour, but you can't do things like that in rivers anymore.
Baloney.
Seems like. So.
I don't know why not.
Slip off the bank and work.
You just happen to slip. Yeah, that's what you still live right on there. Just slip off the bank and you have all that trouble getting back up there.
So anyhow, we also have, again, an item of $5.5 million for statewide for claims. To pay claims at...
How much?
$5.5 million.
Oh, I thought you said 500.
And that's...
Harrison Oversight's contract.
It's basically contractors' claims that when a job has been completed and they claim against the state, and the state either settles out or loses in court.
Those are debts then already.
Yeah, and by that time the appropriation for the project is gone.
As long as you're... It just came to my mind that I was probably should have been a little more respectful in this area, at least to give you the courtesy. If you would like a member of your group that represents Marine Highway or your policy staff, if you would like to have them meet with the legislature and the representatives of the union, I would have no problem in having them there. And then meet down with the unions in Seattle.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have any problem with that either. I'd be pleased, and in that case,
I'll develop an agenda for you, Bob, and you can know when if some of your guys are there. Okay, if they aren't, then that's your business.
Well, I think it might be worthwhile to ask.
Might be a good idea.
Either myself or.
I thought maybe you would like to be there because I believe you got the head honchos and the whole outfit. And
he'll also know if we're being deceived from his perceptions and background
right.
He has.
Also from the committee, I know, and I don't know if he would do it or not, but I know that we might be able to get a second opinion. I'm going to ask Greg if he would like to go down there just to more or less sit as an advisor, or not an advisor, but as an observer, because I think that he's pretty cognizant of the union propositions, and I don't think he has any love for one or two of them, at least. And he might be able to, I'm going to invite him anyway as a chairman, if you guys got any, the only body. Of course, I'm sure he pays his own way, and the rest of it, and I didn't ask the committee to do that. Anyway, we're going to do that if it's agreeable with the committee, if you don't have any problem with it.
I think you should do anything that you
want
to do.
What I mean is
that you find a priority.
What I would like to do, if you could contact my office and say if you can go, and then they'll make the reservations for you and get your tickets and the whole thing.
That's Friday night before.
Yeah, I thought Friday night, go down Friday night and have the meeting
March
on Saturday.
5th, 6th, 7th, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's 6th or 7th, right?
Why don't you find out what day that is for us?
It's the 7th, I'm sure. It's the Saturday.
One of the two, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll ask one question because I have for the last year, and it's only one, Bob, and that is, does DNR and do you have something going for you so that the state can, and you, your department, can acquire the gravel pits and the burrow pits and the riprap and the rock, every place that you predict you're going to need it for hopefully 100 years in some cases, but along highways, along projected highways, so that you definitely have that stuff. Last year we were going to put $500,000 in for it. We didn't have much backup, but I want that. 20 years ago I thought that's what we were doing. Now we're paying homesteaders, like, I think we gave a guy $500,000 for a gravel pit not very long ago, and it was supposed to be a great deal, but in hell, he should have never been allowed to have that particular gravel pit. It's the only gravel out in that area. Good for him. But the rest of the public's got to pay for a windfall that was never intended. I mean, homesteading's supposed to be farming or some damn thing, real estate developing or something. And this happens over and over again. We buy back. What now, when we're getting some land distribution out there again, we're going to have more problems with. And I think that you must have the necessary funds to survey and acquire in the necessary agreements predictable for all time almost, because there's going to be more settlement, gravel and burrow and rock. Some places it's just very important that you have that rock, because only one or two people will acquire it. That'll be the end of it.
There's an item.
All over the state.
There's an item in for that activity again this year.
Excellent.
I think it's $1.2 million or something.
Beautiful.
We also,
I know we were talking about it last year.
And we have committees working with the native leaders and corporations too for in the regions and identifying sites and trying to determine royalty that might be required.
Well, I would hope it'd be our policy in part, because I've given right-of-ways all my life, and people who wanted roads have given gravel and stuff that ought to be in their self-interest that they make something of a contribution. Just because they happen to be native corporations, they ought to make some contribution like the rest of us have to.
Well, you've gone over way over your one question.
I'm over it.
About four or five of them.
It's all on gravel. Only get one question?
That's all he asked for.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, Commissioner, last year on...
Yes, Senator Meekins. Representative Meekins.
The highway between... the Sterling or Seward Highway, which we call it. There was a process that you used to repave over the top of the pavement, that existing pavement. And I think you did about 45 miles or 38 miles or something like that, 40 to mile 50 on the Sterling Highway or the Seward Highway. And also from the bridge from Soldotna down to Glen Gulch or something. I've been told by people who are relatively knowledgeable in that type of thing, but that's probably the best use of money in terms of cost effectiveness and being able to get the numbers of miles for improving surface of the road. Now, is that an ongoing project that you have, that you're going to use throughout the state, or was it a kind of a trial thing? Well, I'm really interested in that. It just made sense to me that that was
Saturday in November.
Something that it doesn't take a great deal of engineering. It doesn't take a great deal of money to get it out. To get it out and get it going.
Yes, that's. It is an ongoing thing, and it's short of the federal project standards, and you don't have to reconstruct the prison with the road, but that originated in some of the Chapter 50 projects were started, the thought being that it's a wise expenditure of
Do you have that request again this year for money?
Not anywhere near that amount. We've got a couple of them in there, but they're not.
Well, I guess maybe I'm not asking the question right, but what I, it seems to me like that before we start talking about building new roads and so on, if we've got a method that we can go in and resurface these roads that we're having problems with, and we can do it quickly, God damn it, that's what we should be pushing for. It should be one of our highest priorities.
I agree, Senator, but there are some places the roads require major and complete reconstruction.
I understand that. I know that. So but there are places where they don't.
Yeah, and we agree and identified them and can do a lot more of them.
I think what the Senator is saying is that the majority of the people in the Senate wish that you people would do something, even if it's wrong.
I didn't say that.
$350 million worth is something, and we are doing
shocked.
Something.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, now.
You inherited a bum problem.
The committee is making a request from your office of any information on the Turnagain Arm, any information that you might have in the way of studies, any kind of material that would be of interest to the committee and their consideration of the Kinnick Arm Crossing, Turnagain Arm Crossing, Whittier Access. I think I requested something from you for the Ketchikan
Stonebar Bypass.
We have the information. We have the information of $1.5 million to light the highway up from Juneau to the airport. We already got that information from you. And I would advise you that on Thursday, March 12th, we request your presence and your representative. We're going to have a preliminary hearing with the to study the consultant's report on the Anchorage Juneau Highway. Have you seen that report?
Anchorage Juneau.
Mm-hmm. You know what the Anchorage Juneau Highway is? The Haines portion.
Yeah, I was going to say it must be from Berners Bay to Haines.
Yeah, you got it.
New road. New ferry.
Have you seen that? The consultant's report, I think it was R&M.
No, put that out.
Yeah. And I'd like to have your comments on it. And also, we would like to have a figure, or at least the promise of a figure on the first phase as far as engineering, anything it would take to put that in the first phase operation.
1:30 here, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
I have one long question.
Long question?
Yes.
You mean five questions connected together to make one? Is that what you think?
The chairman and I just asked in a little conversation here if we could get you to come, and so you have it in mind. I want to know what your LSRT plans are, and what you might come up with as a plan for rural road construction in boroughs.
Would you like that on Tuesday, March 10th?
Whenever it works out for them.
Would that be convenient for you on Tuesday,
and
March 10th?
And how we can keep the goddamn boroughs, with apologies to former chairman, how we can keep the boroughs out of road maintenance? We can't afford two sets of maintenance. You've got to do it, Bob. 400,000 people in the state. What we can do to be of help. And also how you might propose to increase your highway maintenance equipment and facilities, because I think you need some from where I've been. And you need more equipment, and how you can keep people, if it's a flex time or what it is, on the road in a 7-day-a-week posture without having to pay more than the regular standard wage. How we would go about
that.
Do
with flex time, if they want to inaugurate flex time, dependent, of course, on the whims and vagaries of the union.
this maintenance in the winter times occasionally would be really handy if it was just almost going on perpetually, at least during the daylight hours.
You're talking, yes, Senator, of something that's near and dear. That's basically a secondary road system.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's LSR&D or
I am. Rural roads.
And I've hounded Commissioner Ward the last 2 years on road projects, and I'm not going to bring him up today because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He's been driven the roads, and it doesn't make any difference whether they're a Kenai or a Mansu or where. The secondary road system is really bad shape. It's not. It's just a function of money. It's that simple.
Well, I understand.
Am I not right, Commissioner? It's just a function of money.
If you,
but there's got to be some way that the system can be speeded up for delivery of those somewhere. Whether that's a combination of assistance with the local communities taking on some of that burden, or
toll only,
you know.
With your agreement, Mr. Vice Chairman, I'll set that meeting up for you on the 10th of March, if that's when you want, if you'll be ready to go on the 10th of March, because you're a subcommittee on lakes and streams and trails or whatever, byways and highways and all that good stuff. And if you want me to, I will set that up on the 10th of March. I'll give you time, if that's agreeable with you, Commissioner?
Sure.
All right.
I would hope, Mr. Chairman, that whatever highways now has going or has under, has planned for LSR&T and rural roads, off-system roads, so on, secondary roads, if that's the correct title, I'd sure like to know what they have in the mill, and then what they might suggest that they feel they should have extra funding for, that really also should have the same priority as those they have in the mill. Because I think we need to know that, and I think maybe this committee could be of real assistance to them. When you add two finance members to it.
So we have one of our other members, as you're aware, is the co-chairman of the Danforth and Sackett Board members. He doesn't count, but they do.
Mr. Chairman, one additional question. And this may not be the proper place to ask it, because I think it may more properly fit in state affairs. But a couple of years ago, you instituted a cataloging process of public buildings, where each public building was assessed for code deficiencies, and this type of thing didn't make any difference whether it was state buildings, they were all public buildings, as I understand it. And some of those places, that has been done. Now, is there any progress going forward? I realize that there was a bond issue last fall that was defeated that would have put about $15, $17 million into that program. Now, is that gone on the back burner because of the bond issue?
No, there's a modest amount again in this budget, and there's also still a budget request, and there's also another amount of $1 million, I think, for a continuation of the inventory and condition survey of public facilities and communities. There's a lot of that work has been completed and committed, but there's still some left to be done. And no, it's still a code upgrade and energy efficiency and retrofitting of public buildings is still a priority, but it's not one that seems to grab a lot of people's imagination, so it hasn't, either in the legislature or in the voters in general, it seems like.
Who's the number, and I hate these categories, but who's number 2 and 3 and 4 men in your department now, here in June at least?
Well, there are 4 number 2 men.
But all the same salary, I suppose.
And 2 number 4 men.
I'm kidding you a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Shumway here, design and construction.
Yeah.
Bates, planning and program. The projects that are under construction now, Shumway. The projects that are in the mill for construction in the future, Bates.
Yeah.
The maintenance, Ryan.
Yeah.
And where the money is, Lynn.
Yeah.
And also the parish system.
Bates, my Connect Crossing.
Yeah.
Well, if there are no other questions, we appreciate your courtesy, Commissioner, and it's always a pleasure to see you and to come, but it's more of a pleasure to see you go.
Bob, it's good to see you, friend.
Thanks.
We'll give you the